the live line with us this morning is a relatively new face in Shreveport-Bossier. His name is Dr. B. David Rowe. He's the new president of Centenary College. Good morning. First of all, welcome to Shreveport.
Thanks a lot. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. You know, it's kind of ironic to me to be sitting here in this situation, interviewing you in this situation. When I came to Shreveport in 1977, my very first day on the air on KWKH was Dr. Webb's very first day in Shreveport.
Was it really?
It was, and on his way from the airport in, he had the driver drop him off at the radio station to meet me because he had heard me on the air. So I go back quite a ways here with Centenary College presidents.
Well, I'm going to be meeting with Dr. Webb on Friday morning, and I hope to soak up as much of his experience and wisdom as I possibly can.
Be a big sponge, because there's a lot of it there to soak up. For folks who may not be familiar, give us a little bit of your background. What brings you to Shreveport?
Well, I'm coming most recently from LaGrange College in LaGrange, Georgia, which is just south of Atlanta. But I'm originally from Texas. I grew up north of Dallas in Richardson, and have been involved in United Methodist higher education ever since I graduated from seminary at Candler School of Theology at Emory University. I worked for Emory, Wesleyan College, and also for LaGrange College.
So obviously, you're no stranger to Centenary. You're well aware of the school and its traditions and its reputation.
I tell you, I've been aware of Centenary for a long time, and both as a Texan, listening about Centenary's great progress over the years, but also as a higher education professional and watching how Centenary has really risen to the national stage over the last couple of decades.
Now, you've actually been on campus, what, about a week now?
Just over a week.
What has anything surprised you that you didn't expect when you got here?
Well, I wouldn't say surprised, but I would say impressed. Every time I walk into a new building or a faculty office, I become extraordinarily impressed with the quality of education that our faculty offer the students. The student leaders are already back on campus getting ready to welcome back the returning students and introduce our new students to the Centenary experience. And I think just the overall strength of the community spirit that Centenary has, and the way that they want to just hold each other close and make Centenary the very best institution that she can possibly be.
What's the first day back?
The first day back is, well, some of the students are already back, and the new students come in next Wednesday.
Okie dokie. Any major goals of yours for this year, other than just to keep the ship afloat?
Well, I think it's a good time for Centenary to do some soul searching and to begin looking at what our real strengths are with the change of a president and with the economic downturn in the nation. It's going to cause us to really ask ourselves two very important questions. Who are we and why are we here? We want to be sure that we deploy our resources in the most strategic way possible and find ways that really focus on the long-term best interest of Centenary and the long-term best interest of our students. So I think it's going to be a year of reflection and refinement and focus for Centenary College, and I look forward to leading that conversation and learning more about the school's traditions and its possibilities as I do it.
And we look forward to following your progress in that regard, as well as to meeting you face-to-face as opposed to voice-to-voice.
Well, thanks. I would love to do that sometime.
And again, welcome to Shreveport, and welcome to Centenary. Welcome to News Radio 710 Keel.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Dr. B. David Rowe, the new president at Centenary College. Keel News Time is 725.